reminding me of yesterday. It's so stuck on bringing me down. You should know by now that I'm not sticking around.
Another hour. This could be considered either before Good Day or beyond Good Day, depending on the time of day that you're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
So before your Good Day begins.
Yes. There you go. And don't forget, you may only be able to listen to a couple of hours of the program a day, depending on your radio station schedule. Actually, we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 Central, every single weekday. So you can stay with us for the entire program if you go to DougStephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. There's a big banner in the middle of the page with the words Listen Live Now. You can click on that or you can listen to it any time of the day, downloading the hours and some of the special things that we have interview-wise, all of them there, and explained well on the left, right-hand side of the homepage at DougStephan.com, where today you can follow the story of another one of the great banking names in our country, Wells Fargo.
Oh, yeah. I think my mortgage was owned by them for a month or something like that.
Right, exactly. Yeah. All right, so the folks at Wells Fargo have fired a worker in Des Moines, Iowa, over an incident at a laundromat involving a fake dime. There are new employment guidelines, and it turns out that this event took place in 1963. So here's what these Maronis did. You ready? They are checking now court records. If you have any blemish involving anything to do with money, you're fired or you're not hired.
Okay.
So this is the story of Richard Eggers, who was fired from his job as a customer service rep for putting a cardboard cutout of a dime in a washing machine 50 years ago.
And how old was he at the time of the crime?
Well, 50, he was 18. And he was trying to get the washing machine. Instead of putting coins in, he put a cardboard coin and he took it out. So the records show he was convicted of operating a coin-changing machine by false means. He called it a stupid stunt. And now he's really annoyed that he was fired. So what do you think about this, ladies and gentlemen? 800-510-8255. The big banks, big tough, big strong.
Wells Fargo. People with no brains running businesses.
Been firing low-level employees since the new banking employment guidelines were enacted and new mortgage employment guidelines have taken effect. The tougher standards are meant to clear out executives and mid-level bank employees guilty of current transactional crimes like identity theft, money laundering, that sort of thing. But they're being applied across the board because in this guy's instance, he's 68. They think he's too old and they want him out of the bank. If I were him, I'd sue the living hell out of them for age discrimination. What judge is going to do anything other than laugh at the conviction of this kid who basically for a quarter plays a prank on the laundromat owner in a sense, and okay, so he gets his laundry done free. That has merit or stands up 50 years later. This is more, if there's ever a reason to despise these big banks, here's another one. Add it to the list. There are dozens and dozens dozens of reasons to despise these big holding companies, and this is one of them.
It's not the big holding companies. It's not the big banks. It's just big.
There's nobody in charge.
Big.
Yeah.
And then they institute rules, and you have to follow the rules by the letter of the law, or else you're afraid you're going to get fired. And here, look, this guy has a blemish on his record. The rules say I have to fire him.
Fire him. All right.
Ridiculous. So,
well, let me get this straight, though. He's been a long-time employee.
Yeah, his only job he's ever had in his life is working at that bank.
I have issues when they come in and it's like, well, now we created new rules, so I just don't think that's right. Somebody who's, been working for years.
Here are, this, Heather, is part of the new rule list. The forbidding of employment of anybody convicted of a crime involving dishonesty, breach of trust, money laundering, etc. Before the guidelines were changed, banks interpreted the rules to exclude minor offenses and misdemeanors. But now they say they have to be stricter. Bourgeois. They're doing it in this guy's case specifically because he's 68. They want to throw him out the door and hire some bimbo that's 21 that will smile and wear short skirts. Mm-hmm. That's as, I mean, that's as low as you can possibly go.
Well, what's wrong with that again? No reason to fire this guy, but.
No, right.
Drink your beer, Rich. Drink your beer.
Hold it against bimbos and short skirts.
Yeah.
They deserve jobs, too.
Yeah, well, that's fine, but not at the expense of...
Agreed.
Yeah, it's just... all right, anyway, so that's my rant. It may not be the only rant this hour, but it certainly is a good way to start the hour. Heather has a story for us, and Richie does. Jennifer off this week, as well as Roberta. We're thinking about things that require a little bit more thinking. We're thinking about thinking, and we think about things that people ought to think more about instead of less. Thinking. Food for thought on Good Day at 13 past the hour.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. We used our global buying power to negotiate unheard-of deals direct from the mills, and that means our already low flooring prices just got lower. For the first time, all of our laminates are marked down to an incredible 20% off. Our best-selling bamboo flooring is 10% off. Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry is 10% off. That's 10 to 20% off our already low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale ends close of Business Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
It's summer, and while the temperatures may be way up, mortgage rates are way down. In fact, an 8-year mortgage loan is just 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Jay Farner here, folks, and I've got more amazing news for you. We found that a traditional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage isn't right for everyone. Sound like you? Then you're going to love the Quicken Loans exclusive mortgage, a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for you. Anywhere from 8 to 29 years. Your mortgage on your terms. That's the Quicken Loans Yorgage. The name sounds funny, but it's going to save you money. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, but right now. And find out if our Yorgage is right for you. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to help you. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and see why we're engineered to amaze.
Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-830-7680. That's 1-800-830-7680.
If I had a million dollars,
if I had a million dollars.
Where did I hear this before?
It's the Bare Naked Ladies. I've played this several times because I love this band.
You like Bare Naked Ladies?
I love Bare Naked Ladies.
Bare Naked Princes.
I love this song.
That's not what this story is about, though, Heather, is it?
Oh, gosh, no.
Heather Bachman on Good Day with her Before and Beyond Good Day Thinking for the Day.
Yes, and Forbes has just put out the top paid celebrities list, and
we just did this
not
yesterday.
A big surprise, I've got the full list.
Oprah's
though.
Number one.
Oprah is number one because obviously, you know, even though her own network, you know, her network owned, O-W-N, is kind of struggling, she still does have the syndications for Dr. Phil, Rachel Ray, The Oz Show, etc. So she came in at $165 million
last year.
And coming in second behind her is Michael Bay for Transformers, Dark Side of the Moon.
He came in at
$160 million. Next, we have Steven Spielberg.
Hold on just a second.
Player in that.
Dark Side of the Moon. What was that about?
Movie.
Transformers.
Another
movie.
Transformers movie.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He's a director. He's a movie director. Speaking of movie directors, after that, we have Steven Spielberg, who came in with $130 million. He's still out there working. Smash, actually,
No, he's not. No, he's not working at all. He's just, that money comes in. As a result, when you look at the others on the list,
he participated in
Smash. He's one of the producers.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like serious.
Still some money rolling in, so he's still got to come in, even though he could probably sit back, as you said.
No, but Jerry, he's making money. The point I was you're not getting the point.
What's the point?
The point is that these guys, he and Lucas, that are both on the list, are making money from residuals for stuff that they've done and created and have the wonderful entertainment that still provides a lot of people with great pleasure. They don't really have to do anything in order for the dough to come in. It's like a star who has a show that's gone a long time. They get residuals. And sometimes when I remember some of my friends who were actors. June Lockhart told me she used to love it because once a month she'd get a residual from Lassie.
Oh my gosh, Lassie.
You know, I was thinking about, we were talking about Christian Slater yesterday, getting some movie deal or something like that, and he's got like six movies in production. And how hard he's tried over the last 8 to 10 years
to get a
successful television show going.
Yeah.
And he got a couple that went 2 or 3 years and a couple that just died right off. And that just goes to show you how bad these guys want a 200 episode sitcom or a TV show where they can just sit back and go, okay, that's my cash for the rest of my life.
Charlie Sheen never has to work again.
He's done.
Remember when we had Stephen J. Connell on, and we were talking about how he's got a big production. He passed away, but he had a big production company, and he made his living. What he lived on were the residuals from Rockford. Everything else went into running
Rockford Files.
Dick Wolf, who for years and years and years, as they produced Law and Order, didn't make a dime, now makes over $400 million a year on the residual replays of all the Law and Order franchises.
Wow.
That's an amazing. All right, you got to finish the list. Go ahead.
Well, for our Forbes list, then we have Jerry Bruckheimer coming in at fourth place with $115 million. And as you may know, he has plenty of TV shows and films such as Pirates of the Caribbean. Just coming after him to round out the top 10, actor producer Tyler Perry, radio and TV personality Howard Stern with $95 million. After that,
Good Lord.
James Patterson at $94 million.
What did Patterson write? I tried to ask this question before when we went through.
He does a lot of, like, mystery.
Along Came a Spider, stuff like that.
James Patterson? No, he does, like mystery novels.
Yeah, but that's a lot of money for a novel.
He pumps them out. Every time I turn around, there's, like, another Patterson.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and he's also actually doing children's books now, too. And then, to our final three, actually, we have, as you were saying, George Lucas, movie producer at $90,000, and music producer and personality Simon Cowell at $90,000, and then... Actually, that he is the last. Simon got in at number 10.
21 after the hour, and good day.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Beyond and Before Good Day program, Rich McFadden, one of the three of us with stories. We have stories, and I guess I'm interested. Richie, you always have something that gives us cause to think. Not sure what we think, but we are. And you're thinking.
You don't have to think about much.
Thinking.
Hey, have you ever lost a needle in a haystack and tried to find it?
Yes, Rich. I do that almost every day.
I would imagine you would up on a haystack.
Right.
Hey, have you ever lost something that you desperately wanted back and you couldn't find it?
Yes.
What was it?
Well, actually, it's happened any number of times. I've lost keys in fields. Even if you think perfect example is a lot of haying going on now. And was it yesterday or the day before? I got off the tractor. And I had a cotter pin in my pocket that I needed. There was something on the mowing machine that was broken, and I put it back together again. But the pin that I had holding it needed a cotter pin to keep it from coming apart again. And I had the cotter pin in my pocket, and I reached in. There was some coins with it, and I picked it up, and I dropped it in the grass. Now, it's right below my feet. Do you think I can find that cotter pin? Couldn't find it. I have a magnet in my truck with an arm extension. And I'm going around like a dowser around looking around for this cotter pin because the only one I got. And I couldn't find the cotter pin. So, yes, the answer to your question is yes, yes, yes.
But no
yes.
Sentimental value there, though.
Oh, sentimental value. My time is, I guess, of value. I don't know.
Danielle Carroll, who's an Australian artist, lost her diamond wedding ring while teaching an outdoor art class at Battery Park in New York on Sunday.
Really?
She said it was really busy. They kept wiping their hands, and she was teaching the class, got home, and at 3:30 in the morning woke up and felt her left hand, and right away thought, oh, my God.
I lost it.
Wait, and she lost it in Battery Park?
In Battery Park.
And she thinks she's going to get it back?
And she thinks she's going to get it back.
Okay.
So she wakes her husband up, admits to him what's happened, and they go to the park. He says, you can't go alone. I'm going to go with you. They go to the park at 4:15 in the morning.
Oh, my
God. They do find it.
Catch a cab over there. Just so happens that the trash person who drives the truck that picks up that barrel, that the trash bag that she knew that they threw all the rags in, was still there. He goes back to the trash dump, knows where all the stuff is, spent 2 hours going through all of the trash.
The trash guy did?
The trash guy did.
Oh, cool.
And found the bag with all of the dirty rags in it, went through the bag and found her ring.
My God.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I never would have funk it. Oh, my God.
You know, and it just goes to show, you know, good people.
Yeah.
Good people are still out there. And this guy took it upon himself just to say, I'm going to go find that thing.
Yeah.
Didn't have to.
And he was on the clock, right? So, I mean,
well,
that was probably a tough choice.
He would, yeah, he was working overtime, so he just went back. And I don't know whether he got paid to look through it, whether he was still on the clock or not.
Wow.
What a great story, though.
He called her back and he said, I found the ring.
I bet her husband was happy.
Had nine diamonds on it.
Really?
Yeah.
So what's a ring like that worth?
It doesn't say, but you got to, you know, imagine.
Well, just a sentimental. I would be crushed.
Is it really sentimental, or is it just like, okay, this is worth some serious money?
It's sentiment.
Yeah.
It should be, I think.
All right. Speaking of,
the first thing she did was give him a big hug.
Oh, sweet. Video of the day today at DougStefan.com. This is from somebody who has way too much time on their hands. Imagine if Pixar had made The Expendables 2. This is the funniest, silliest thing. It's interesting to hear Arnold's voice coming out of Buzz Lightyear. But if you want to check it out.
It's very cool.
It's very cool. It's silly, but it's cool. All right, so that info and all that stuff is at DougStefan.com.
Summer. It's a great time of the year and a great time to get a low, low mortgage rate from Quicken Loans. Jay Farner here, folks, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some amazing news for you. These mortgage rates are some of the lowest that we've seen since Richard Nixon was in office. That's how special these mortgage rates are. Just 3.5%, APR 3.81% on a 30-year fixed rate loan. We're all aware there's an election coming and rates may go up after that. So you gotta hurry. Call or go to quickenloans.com right now to get a dream loan on your dream home. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com for a 3.5% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Yep, that's 3.5%. APR 3.81%. But you got to call now. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, and see why we're engineered to amaze. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to serve you, but you've got to call right now.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 Paint and Primer and Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-830-7680. That's 1-800-830-7680.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
The Good Day program. It's amazing how quickly the time flies on this program. Every day I sort of shake my head when I go through 4 hours of doing this and the other things that I do on the air. It just is amazing. It's such a great way for us to spend time together, and hopefully you get a lot out of it as well. For example, these stories we tell in Before and Beyond the Good Day. I've got something. I want to go back to school because we've been talking about the opening of schools. But first, yesterday I said to my staff on the farm that I was going to swear off swearing. No more. Now, Heather's been around me on the farm, and she hears some of the things that come out of my mouth.
Well, I mean, if you fall off a tractor, what are you going to say?
I can say the same thing without saying what I used to say.
My mom's headset. Oh, fudge.
Oh, fudge.
She used to have license plates on her Trans Am back in the late 70s and early 80s that said, oh, fudge.
Fudge.
So you're going to say a lot of, like, gobbledygoo and dagnabbit.
I don't know what I'm going to say.
I just have
to work through. I have, for most of my life, it came from, actually, it was one of the negatives of growing up on the farm, because the farmers really were raw.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least, I mean, not in today's world, not today's standards. But the things, and especially one of them that I was very close to, who actually operated the farm that we're on right now, he had saucy, but it wasn't vulgar stuff, like the F word. Never heard that. I never heard that out of anybody when I was a kid. I think the first time I heard it was when I was 18, and my father was so mad at me, he used it. I'd never heard him use it before either.
What did you do?
I think I was late picking him up. I had the car. And
it must have been pretty big.
Yeah, he was not happy camping with me. Anyway, the words that we choose are often a real indicator as to how intelligent we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose this is an ego-driven thing. I don't want people to think of me as some guy who doesn't have a vocabulary. I live for words. I earn my living with my mouth and my mind and words. And so I had my vocabulary tested once, and this, I don't want to sound like Obama, it's all about me, but I use it as an example. You can get these tests, you can actually do them online, to sort of test your vocabulary, and when you are able to do, to a certain extent, it can be projected how many words you have in your vocabulary. And the average American uses, I think we talked about this earlier this year, Richie, about 700-800 words
right,
with regularity. I have about 4,500 words that I use regularly. But even so, I find myself getting into a trap. One of my favorite words is really. But I think really does something, it does sort of accentuate. And every once in a while, we'll hear from a listener say, "Dag, you're using this much." Yeah, and I catch myself. Once in a while, yeah, really, I'm using that too much. But anyway, the point here is that yesterday, I'm going through a lot of things that sort of need to be shaken out in my life. And one of them is how I speak. I have to be, it's funny because as much as I'm on the air, I have really, Richie, you've only caught me a couple times over the entire, however many, 16, 17, 18 years we've been together, that I have slipped. I've come close to it, but I am aware of what I'm saying on the air. And so I don't know whether it's a build-up after, or sometimes when Richie and I have gone back and forth, I mean, the language is horrible. And his language is awful. Mine is awful. And I think that it is.
I was such a clean young boy before I came here.
I spoiled you. Yeah. I know. I've fixed it.
I actually did have people comment that once I started working on the show for a while that, Heather, you got a potty mouth now.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was from the farm.
No.
Anyway, I'll never forget this. My Uncle Sam Mayo, who is the person I was closest to in life, probably closer to him than anybody, including my father. He was my second father. He didn't have any teeth. And I'll never forget, some days he'd remember to put them in, and some days he didn't. It wasn't important to him. But I remember one day.
Just depended on his menu.
Probably. If he was having corn, well, he had to cut the corn off the cob anyway. He couldn't eat it with his teeth. So anyway, he was so angry about something. I can't remember what it was. And he never got angry, really. He didn't have a mean bone in his body. He never got shook up about stuff. He was calm, cool, collected. He was just always the same. Something happened. The cows got out one day, and they were everywhere. I mean, they were everywhere. And I remember all of us running down the street, and there was a cow that got onto this neighbor's lawn, and he had just spent a couple of $100 fixing this guy's lawn. And the cows were back on. And it wasn't like it turned out that somebody was letting the cows out. It wasn't like they were getting through the fence. Somebody was letting them out because they would go across the road from when, it was in those days, nobody paid any attention to any of that stuff. I mean, it was just part of the landscape. So anyway, the cows are out, and his wife, who I call Grammy Mayo, said to the cows, they yelled from the house to the barn, "The cows are out of the Goodyears." He looked, turned around, and he said, "Oh, shit." Because he couldn't say.
He couldn't get the T.
He couldn't get the T out. Could not get the T out. So it was, why do I remember that? Why of all of the stories, and there are tons of them on the farm, do I remember that as one of the most important ones?
That's funny.
There was a ram whose name was King Richard. And we had, the farm had pigs and sheep, and there was a sheep house. And Richard got out all the time, and it was my job to go get him. I was probably 8 or 9, and I was scared. I was really, really scared of this ram. Horns, I mean, the whole
thing. Oh, yeah.
So it was a good way for me to build up my starch, if you will. So I got Richard and brought him in and put him in the pen, and he could jump out of the rams are very agile. And he could, if he got just the right way, there was a hole in the wall in the shed, and he could get out of it. But if he fell back in, if he couldn't get all the way out, his horns would get stuck. And he'd just kind of hang there. And so I was supposed to get him out, and I did. And so I put him back in the pen, or I thought I had put him back in, but I didn't. And he chased me across the yard and butted me and knocked me down. And I got up, and he butted me and knocked me down again. And Sam was standing in the doorway of the barn laughing. I can see him standing there. Just laughing, laughing. And I was scared, man. I was really scared. It wasn't fun. It wasn't funny.
For you.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, I'm telling these stories because we all go back. We trace back perhaps to our roots and what your parents did around the house. Did they speak? These children now that are so vulgar, and I would not expect that of your children, frankly, because they have a sort of intellectual grooming that's obvious. But there are. He'll go to school today, and he'll hear kids.
He, meaning
Jaden, your son, will use.
They come up with all kinds of interesting.
And your son Richie, the same thing.
Yeah.
And so, if you trace back your own history in school, did you learn these words in school? Did you learn them at home? Where did you learn the words that we call swears? that we call profanity, vulgarities, things like that. Sometimes you learn from your older brothers. We don't expect it. I will tell you, I've never heard either of my two sisters ever swear.
Really?
Never. I've never heard a vulgarity come out of either my older sister's mouth. I make up for it with the three of us, but I have never heard anything out of Nancy's mouth or Linda's mouth that would be considered a vulgarity. I honestly never, I can't remember.
I
would be shocked.
I was about in the second grade, and I had my grandfather upset me. And so I stuck my middle finger up at him because I thought that just meant you were upset.
Right.
And that's what, I thought it was something up. That, you know, the kids at school made up. And right. And I learned very quickly that I was shocked that he knew.
I mean, I just.
I really didn't know what it meant, but, you know.
You can ask the question, okay, what is there about that? And then you know sort of what the origin of it is. But vulgarities in word and deed, mostly, although sometimes they can cut you to the quick and they can make a point. If you don't use them much, they make more of a point, and people are going to pay attention to what you say. If you use them all the time, they're just meaningless. They don't get you anywhere anyway.
Right.
You're not going to get. So I've just decided that I'm not going to swear anymore. And I told the kids around the barn that if they catch me or hear me, then they get a buck.
Well, yeah. I mean, I personally, I find the people who...
Why are you laughing?
Who, like,
you think
swear.
I'm
going
to go to the poorhouse? Is that what
that will really take
them
down.
I'm pretty good about it. I just think it'll be funny. You owe me a dollar, Dudley.
Yeah, right, exactly. A dollar. But it's not necessary. And at some point...
No, I find that I want to tune people out. I stop listening. Mm-hmm. If they swear a lot, it's like I...
You know, it's like going...
It just becomes useless.
Sometimes comedians, you get some of the younger comedians...
Yeah, sure, it comes in handy as an exclamation.
Mm-hmm. The only person I think that can get away with it, and it actually is funny, is Lewis Black. I find him... You know, we always talk about the comedians that come here to die. I don't even do comedians anymore in the air. I find him amusing. I watch it every once in a while. He's got a special on, I don't know, Showtime or HBO or whatever it is. And maybe because I met him.
I've watched him.
I find him, he was an intriguing guy the day I met him.
The reason I find him funny is because you get to sit with him for an hour or so when you did the show at Comedy Central. So
it
was kind of like that one-on-one thing.
Yeah,
you could see.
But it was interesting. He spent an hour with me, then Jon Stewart spent an hour with me.
Yeah.
And I got a different perspective. And you always do that when you...
Sure.
You never know. Like Jay Leno, even though Howard Stern doesn't like him, I found him, I've been around him four or five times, to be a genuinely good human being. Very serious about what he's doing. Very focused. And also, he engineers what goes on the show himself. He doesn't delegate it. I mean, he does have producers and writers and all that stuff. But he takes care of a lot of the details himself. And that really...
Especially now that their budget got cut back.
Well, yeah, now.
50%.
Yeah, right, yeah. Anyway, I just find it interesting to get people's perception of others based on what you may see. I mean, most people judge people like Jay Leno by what they see for an hour if you watch The Tonight Show. You never really know what they're like unless you kind of go behind the scenes. And in that way, I think that's why doing radio is more appealing than that sort of venue for me, because you don't get, other than I don't use the salty language, pretty much what you hear here is what, I mean, Heather's around me, Richie's
what
around
you
me.
Hear is what you
what
get.
What you hear is what you get.
Yeah.
And I think that becomes more obvious to people who are on the radio. It's hard to mask it. Limbaugh's actually, the reason, part of his genius is that he's been able to mask who he really is.
Yeah.
And he's done it so successfully for so long, it really is an amazing feat. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's just personality.
It's total shtick. And, I mean, you can say that about...
He's not a talking
not
head.
Sure.
He's an entertainer.
Right, that's all.
Who works the...
Whereas Hannity is... What you hear from Hannity is what Hannity
well,
is.
Well, not...
Except he's not a bully in person.
He's a great guy.
He's really a wonderful
he's a
guy.
Real, he's a nice,
we like
nice,
him.
Nice guy.
Good guy. Very good guy. But
when you hear him on the thing, you hear... You know, you...
Turn off city.
Be.
Yeah.
No, he's not that way.
Turn out city, completely. Yeah. And Beck's another one. I've known him from the early years. I haven't spent any time in the last, three, 4 years. But I liked him at the beginning, but there's something about what's there now that it sort of reminds me of Stick. But you know what? He's making a living, and he's making a lot of money, and it's worked for him. And so people would put him down. Why would you put him down? He's created something. Isn't that what America is all about?
Somebody wants to hear what he has to say.
Exactly. It's a market for what he has to say. Turn it off.
Right.
14 before the hour. As Americans, we are really steeped in pride, tradition, and part of the pride that we have is for people who serve our country, who actually go out, carry a gun. They stand up for freedom. I mean, you can argue about protecting freedom. You know, whether you're in you're not doing anything in Afghanistan to protect freedom, but you have volunteered, you're assigned over there, you do what you're told to do, what you are supposed to do. And this is why I think the Purple Heart Service Foundation is so valuable. It provides a lot of services, a lot of programs. A lot of veterans are really better off because of the Purple Heart Foundation. It's not just for people to get the medal. It's for all veterans. So the claims that they help you process, compensation they help you get, education they help you get, job training they help you get, medical care they help you get, all that comes at a cost. So if you want to help support these people, the Purple Heart Service Foundation needs your donations. A legitimate 501c3, so all that you donate is 100% tax deductible. So why not make note of this number, 877-743-1631. Again, I'll repeat it, 877-743-1631. You can donate a car, a boat, cash, whatever you want to do. Again, everything is 100% tax deductible. Call them at 877-743-1631.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Man, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
Check out DougStephanTeam.com for lots of food and supplements good for your life. DougStephanTeam.com.
Healthy soul.
soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Lots of names in the news. There's Ann, there's Chris, but at the top of the list, Isaac. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. A big day and night at the Republican National Convention in Tampa. Ann Romney, the wife of the Republican presidential nominee, in the spotlight, along with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, both of whom gave speeches last night. But as we mentioned at the top, Isaac is where we start. The Category 1 hurricane now moving back inland after spending much of the night offshore. Isaac made its first landfall in extreme southeastern Louisiana, and its second landfall early this morning just west of Port Fouchon, Louisiana. Meteorologist Rob Carolyn telling us the storm could very well dump up to 20 inches of rain in some areas.
Storm system is expected to eventually turn towards the north-northwest by tonight, but it's going to spend all day over Louisiana. That's going to result in tremendous amounts of rainfall.
Mississippi and Alabama getting hit hard as well. Isaac is slamming the region exactly 7 years after Hurricane Katrina. Back to Tampa and the Republican National Convention, Ann Romney addressing the convention and the nation last night, trying to give us all a sense of who her husband is.
Mitt doesn't like to talk about how he has helped others because he sees it as a privilege, not a political talking point.
Following Ann Romney's speech, it was time for the keynote address delivered by Governor Christie of New Jersey, who took quite a while before mentioning the name of the presidential nominee.
Tonight, we finally and firmly answer the call that so many generations have had the courage to answer before us. We stand up for Mitt Romney as the next president of the United States.
Earlier in the day, Mitt Romney officially became the Republican presidential nominee as the delegate votes were counted. We'll have more about that in a bit. But first, here's something else that will matter to you.
This is my dad's Mercedes C-Class. And it'll one day be my graduation present. I'll act surprised.
Of all the things you hand down to your children, very few will be of the quality of the certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Because every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
2,587 days, and she's all mine.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. It's a trip that everyone...
Oh, Dad, you shouldn't have.
can get excited about.
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-Mercedes for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
On Wall Street, another mixed day for the markets. The Dow off 22 points yesterday, closing at 13,103. S&P lost a point. NASDAQ up 4. Oil prices up 86 cents a barrel, finishing at $96.33. The Obama administration keeping a possible release from the nation's strategic oil reserves on the table. White House spokesman Jay Carney telling reporters there's nothing specific to announce yet about actually tapping the reserves. Carney making the statement as oil production in the Gulf of Mexico is slowed down due to Hurricane Isaac. He said a release from the reserve is being considered if there's a disruption in supply or if prices spike. And when oil prices spike, you know what happens to prices at the pump. Speaking of which, the AAA National Gas Survey has the average for a gallon of regular at $3.80 right now, up 5 cents from yesterday. And finally, back to the Republican National Convention and the roll call of states yesterday that officially led to the nomination of Mitt Romney. It was the state of New Jersey that put Romney over the top.
The Garden State proudly casts all 50 of its votes for the next president of the United States, Governor Mitt Romney.
The roll call of states can be very entertaining as the representative of each state attempts to get a few words in about what makes their state so special. Here's a sampling.
Iowa.
Madam Secretary, the great state of Iowa, the land that feeds millions of fellow Americans with our corn, beans, hogs, and cattle.
Well, now I'm hungry.
Kentucky.
Kentucky. The horse capital of the world.
I vote nay.
Nebraska.
I'm proud to be from the Cornhusker State, the state with the top-ranked college women's volleyball team in the nation.
Well, there's something I didn't know. Just once, though, wouldn't it be nice if you really got a taste of what a state or even a city has to offer, such as...
New York, 95 votes.
Yeah, honey, New York, the city of tall buildings, unidentifiable smells, and guys who'll clean your windshield whether you want them to or not. Yeah, New York is here. You want to make something out of it? Come on down here.
There you go.
North Carolina.
I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
So how about Trace Adkins?
Oh, he's young. Listen to that voice.
Jennifer loves this guy. Like anybody, though, in cowboy boots.
Tight jeans, about 6'4", yeah.
Bridgie, that's me and you.
I'm a little closer than you are.
Yeah, I think it seems some tight jeans and that big ass.
Did I just say that?
Before it could be the gayest moment of the show.
Maybe it's the beer talking, but you got a butt that won't quit.
Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team. And make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com, that's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.